We're back with you at 9 o'clock hour on our tuned in temperature right now, a chilly 37 degrees with the sunshine. Back for our tuned in once a month, we get you caught up on what's going on with the SRC Outreach. Andrea Barb Connect, the director. We'll be talking a look back at some of the retirees leading academy, Retirement Learning Institute, and some upcoming classes here in Canton will be offered. And Andrea, when you take a look at the now kind of getting past the institute, you had a couple of different things there. Looking at a lot of different type of setup classes for students. Tell us a little bit about the outreach and what it kind of gears around. What are we looking at? Are we looking at people who are maybe in college or maybe in between class type of thing? What's kind of the setting for outreach? What does it reach?
Basically, we reach anybody. We have programs for kids during the summer. Those are mostly during the summer. Some of our programming could be for any age. Right. Of course, we're geared toward retirees. Being the non-credit arm of the college, that gives us a lot of flexibility to pretty much do anything people ask for. So, for instance, the evaluations from the Institute gave us a lot of ideas of some of the programming those folks are looking for. So we're trying to throw some of those into the spring schedule. Things, you know, art classes. We've got Mary Ellen Carver, who does a watercolor class for us, and it looks like we might have some demand for that. Some floral design and those
kinds of things. You just never kind of really know, right? I mean, certain type of things. And I imagine you have such a good kind of group of people to kind of pick and choose from if you need to, right?
We are very fortunate to have a lot of good presenters in this area. One thing about the Institute is that the people who present at that event are our local people who have their areas of expertise. You know, someone like Stan Ransom, his classes are always a success, or a Rick Kleindienst with his Lincoln presentations. You know, those programs always bring in good numbers.
Is this been a correlation between the Academy and the Learning Institute? One kind of really led to the other, right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. Part of the focus of the Academy, those folks go through the 6 weeks of, you know, touring the different places here in the area and learning about different services that are provided in the area. But then that's kind of my go-to group to plan things like the Institute. So those events really are planned by the retirees. We've got a really good group of folks who will come in, and we add new blood to that all the time. And those people come in, and they know the things that they're interested in. They help find those presenters. They help contact those vendors. And so that becomes a really great group of people to plan an event that they know they'll like.
Do you find out that a lot of these folks who think they maybe know a certain service or something a little bit behind the scenes, that it's not always quite a profession or something they get involved with and to get a chance to firsthand see? I mean, I would imagine it's a pretty good eye-opener for a lot of folks in regards to that.
It really is. One of the things that's the most fun after the Academy is that they come for those 6 weeks and they learn about all the things in the community. And the one comment that we always hear is, I've lived here all my life and I had no idea. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to be able to show off some of that stuff that we have going on in the area and to have people realize the different services and things that are available.
One of the things about that with the Academy itself, and a number of years now, a number of graduates come through there, and then that's kind of a neat thing, isn't it? When they get a chance to go through that process, and it ranges anywhere from riding with police officers. I mean, a lot of different avenues, right?
We do. It's mostly tours and presentations and that type of thing. We do try to encourage those Academy graduates as they're going to the programs and listening to the speakers to think about maybe ways that they want to become involved.
Gotcha.
So it was a really proud moment for us to see Cheryl Bielema be recognized as a volunteer for Canton Main Street, because she actually found out about Canton Main Street by going through our Academy and then decided to become involved with that organization. And now she's a very integral part of what they do and a leader for that entity. So that's really great.
And I think another unique part about it is a lot of these folks are either people who have retired and have gone a different course from a different profession, right? I mean, you can see a lot of these people, and it channels into a lot of these good ideas, thought process, and helping out the community.
Oh, absolutely. And we're happy to prey on those gifts that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know, the retired teachers who have all their organizational skills and the ways that they can put together classes and programs, and so much energy in this group, so much, you know, knowledge and energy that they bring to the table. It really helps us to have wonderful events. events.
When you do the Retirement Learning Institute and held recently out at the college in regards to that, the response you get from that, because it's a tough one to choose from. I think that's first and foremost. When you look at a lot of the criteria, you look at a lot of different the schedule for those days, it is tough to find which you want to kind of narrow it down to go to, right?
It is. And honestly, I'm happy if that's the worst thing mm-hmm. someone has to do is choose between three or four great sessions.
Yeah. And I imagine it opens up to a lot of, again, either bringing back somebody or bringing somebody new. You usually maybe make, hey, you might be interested in this person. You know, they'd be
absolutely.
A good fit for this, right?
Absolutely. We try to get Mike Walters. You know how busy Mike is. Mm-hmm. Well, he was able to come and do a presentation for us this year. He brought photos on, you know, historical Canton photos.
Right.
And he related that then to the people who were actually in the room with him. So that's one of those, you know, like a Rick or a Stan Ransom that
right.
we like to bring back. But then something new and trending, we had Scott Miller come out this year with some of the guys from the medical marijuana,
right. mm-hmm.
Both the growing facility and the dispensary, and that was some great information. Nate Herman from the Giant Goose Ranch
mm-hmm.
and all the great things they're doing out there. So it's not only, you know, the historical and the people that we've used in the past, but we pulled some new people this year too with things that are interesting in the community. Lance came out and showed some of the plans for the trails and things at the park, and that was really interesting.
Yeah, because people are starting to utilize that, and they're seeing what the whole concept and the work went behind that.
Right.
But to actually talk to somebody who is involved with the you know getting it rolling and you know behind the scenes there, that's mm-hmm. very important for our community to find out. Hey, this is the effort was put into a plan like this, and what it means to our community as well.
And who doesn't want the scoop on where they're going in the future?
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Yeah, most definitely. Let's move on to a couple of things to talk about. A couple of different programs, some classes actually you'll be involved with. One of the things coming up here will be beginning Monday, and it's one of those things that I think it's so important that the our customer service, it's one of the things we've talked about with the chamber folks, we talk about Main Street and those type of things, but the things that go along with that customer with the public and that kind of one-on-one, those are the basis that are forever lasting, that impression, those type of things, right?
Absolutely. And we brought back our own Carol Davis for those. She's our expert in those kinds mm-hmm. of things. And so we've offered some classes here. We throw them on the schedule, you know, to try to let people know they're out there. But another option is, too, if there's a business who would want Carol to come and give this presentation at their mm-hmm. business or at a specific time, we're happy to schedule those kinds of trainings at their convenience. Also, and that's true with a lot of our computer mm-hmm. training. Those contract trainings are available to meet the needs of that business, so they don't have to plug into the times that we already have. We're happy to schedule something around their schedule and their needs too.
You think of sometimes it's even beneficial that even a business kind of goes back and maybe relearns customer service type of things. We kind of fall into, you know, bad habits and those mm-hmm. type of things, right?
Absolutely. And new things on the horizon. 10 years ago, we didn't have to talk as much about maybe email etiquette or social media mm-hmm. etiquette, and those kinds of things are out there now for us to think about.
Yeah, because you can utilize the internet for a lot of your business mm-hmm. aspects, those type of things, how mm-hmm. to interact even with that type of a service as well, right?
Absolutely, and we're mm-hmm. using Facebook a lot more, even
yeah.
just in the department. That's mm-hmm. a way we can reach a lot of people and get the word out about the things we're doing.
Absolutely. Well, with Andrea Barb Connect, director of the SRC Outreach, they're located on the east side square. It's the professional building on the east side square there. And when you look at a lot of different things that you offer, and I guess it coincides with a lot of technology. It's, you know, technology, one of those was Microsoft OneNote, and mm-hmm. that's going to be available coming up in November as well.
Absolutely. That's a program a lot of folks aren't familiar with. Mm-hmm. It's basically like keeping an electronic notebook. So you could maybe have a binder that has your vacation plans in it, and as you find resources or links or photos or, you know, reservation numbers, you can keep a notebook of that. You can have a notebook that's your budget for the month, and you mm-hmm. throw things into that. It's a really nice way that you can type stuff in it, you can cut and paste, It's just a nice kind of a repository mm-hmm. for any kind of information. So for folks who want to learn how to use that, we've got a class coming up on Saturday morning, November 7th. So actually a week from tomorrow.
How does people, before we get into a lot of these different ones, how do they register? And they can also go on src.edu/outreach, and you can find out a little bit more about these. But what's mm-hmm. the number to contact you if they would like to set up for a class there?
We're at 647-6260.
All right. One of the things, Intro to QuickBooks. This mm-hmm. is, I don't know if we've talked about this before, what that entail?
Basically, we have the QuickBooks 2014 version, and so this class is kind of a real basic overview, so it's geared towards somebody who's not using it a lot, or maybe even somebody who's mm-hmm. thinking about purchasing the software, and they can come and use it, you know, in our setting, so they can play with things, try options and things, learn about the software, mm-hmm. but without it being anything that's going to be harmful to their business if they're playing with things and seeing how it works.
Absolutely. One of the things, you know, I think we take for granted, and when I first got into utilizing Facebook and those type of things, that you kind of really, there's not really a manual, there's not really a way to kind of get into it's a test type of thing. You just throw yourself into the thing to find out. But you have really, for those maybe folks that maybe are a little, a little hesitant, and make it a little bit simpler for them, right?
So, we try to. And we do create our materials. They're very much instruction and picture focused. Mm-hmm. Our goal is that they can take those materials home and then, you know, do the tasks they learned on their own. So we're very cognizant of that. I know that's one of the big frustrations with things like the iPad or Facebook. You know, there's not really a user guide anymore with a device because the technology's changing so quickly. And so one of the things we even teach in our iPad class is how to get to that user guide for that current version of the software that you're using. For somebody who does want that kind of an instruction.
You wonder why technology, and they give you a lack of really a manual or really instructions, like using your iPhone or other stuff like that. It's just like, here you go.
And
you can see that it turns off a lot of people. And in regards to moving forward, like with Facebook, which it can be so beneficial, reconnecting with classmates, people, maybe your family in other parts of the world, or the country,
absolutely.
And those type of things, right?
Absolutely. But the privacy issues with Facebook are what mm-hmm. scare a lot of people. So that's something that we talk about in the class, too, and how
that's
to get your settings set so that you're not blasting to the universe when you don't intend to.
One of the things we want to move on to talk about another class is Intro to iPad. We mentioned a little bit about that, but mm-hmm. What's that entail?
Again, that's similar to, it's an introductory course, so it's for somebody who's fairly new to the device, somebody who is thinking about buying the device. It's also great for anybody who's using the iPhone and would want more tips on how to use that, because the technology between the two is really, really similar. So that's a good class. We go through a lot of the settings. You know, most people, when they get their device, they don't go through the settings to see what all they are. And so we go through a lot of the settings. We've got some tips and tricks, you know, how you can create folders and mm-hmm. things like that. So basically just a nice way for you to kind of get used to your device. I mean, and again, we talk about how to find that user guide for their current software so that they have access to that if they want it.
A lot of these classes are coming up in November here. Simple Spanish, and that's another one. Are a lot of these people maybe are going to take another class some other time? They're thinking about it. Maybe just it's a kind of a quick intro to these type of things.
Absolutely. And while we work really well in cooperation with the programs going on out at the campus, the 4-credit courses, the GED courses, mm-hmm. you know, we do a lot of workforce type things and preparing workers for jobs. We also like to do things like this Spanish that are just fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're going to be headed to the Caribbean this mm-hmm. winter and you want to learn how to ask where the restroom is or order
simple
something
things, right?
that's really food, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a nice little 3-hour introduction to Spanish. And we're trying to bring some of that more fun stuff. We just mm-hmm. did a night photography class. It was cloudy, so they didn't get to pull out the telescope, but they still lit a fire in the back parking lot and took pictures. Mm-hmm. of the fire, so it was just a real neat, so we're trying to bring some of that fun kind of thing. We did a family stargazing, but that one has to be so late that it's hard to bring kids to that, so I'm hoping to schedule that again in the summer where maybe the time of night won't be as much of an issue. Mm-hmm. But that's a really cool class to bring the whole family out to learn about the constellations and things.
Absolutely. One of the things we would mention coming up later in November is Photoshop elements as well.
Yes. Bob Coker teaches that for us, and he basically, he does a whole gamut of photography. So he goes everywhere from a very simple point-and-shoot camera to more advanced cameras, and then this is the software that you use to make edits to your photos. So he basically teaches that program. And again, that would be for somebody who has it and wants to learn it, or maybe for somebody who's thinking about getting some kind of photo editing software and they can see what this one does.
Everybody has different things that they do as hobbies and everything. What about the history of Hallmark cards? Tell us a bit about that.
This is kind of a new series that we started about a year or so ago. It's a video, they're interactive video series. And so like a month or so ago, we went to the World War II Museum in New Orleans, and it was actually interactive. She walked around with her iPad and she showed us all the different exhibits at the museum, and she talked about them. So that's what this one is going to be similar to.
Gotcha.
We don't always know exactly what the content is till we're there. Like Ford's Theater, it was a really cool interactive program, and a guy was acting as a detective, you know, and we kind of got to solve the mystery and see who we thought was guilty or not. So this will be the same thing. We'll learn all about the history of Hallmark cards, and the 18-year-old girl who basically started the company with her box of postcards, and it's just kind of a neat story.
Absolutely. So, one of the things coming in spring is Goodwill series.
Yes, and that's, I had mentioned some of the workforce training for individuals.
Right.
That's a series that's the only thing we have right now that's free, and that's free to the folks who take it because Goodwill sponsors those classes. And it's a three-part series. The first part has to do with learning about the computer, getting more comfortable with the computer. One of the issues a lot of people face when they're looking for work is that so many jobs you apply online. And so if that computer is intimidating to you, this class is geared toward helping them feel more comfortable about getting online, getting in and creating a resume. The middle course is then online job searches and actually putting together a resume. And then the third course is getting that resume actually typed up and put together, and then interview tips.
Yeah, because a lot of folks may not be fortunate to have internet hookup or anything like that. So this is, you know, beneficial to that.
And that's one thing, too. Mm-hmm. Once a student is established with us, then they can come in and use our computer labs if they need to work on their resume, or if they need to come in and do some online job searches. They can coordinate with us and come in and use our computers, too.
All right. Online courses, the Ed2Go. Talk about that.
Ed2Go is a company that we partner with, and that's a really neat way to get courses kind of on our own time. I know I've taken a couple of courses through them, and they end up being a several-week course. They're usually around $100, but it's a nice way, you know, you don't maybe have 3 hours or a semester, you know, to take a course, but it's a good way to learn some things. Things like keyboarding, our medical billing and coding are now offered through Ed2Go. We've pulled that out of our nursing curriculum. There are all kinds of teacher type courses, solving discipline problems. There's a sign language course. There's a course on writing your life history. There are courses on every kind of technology. It's kind of a neat way for folks to do it on their own time then. Basically, these classes start once a month and you just basically work through it at your own pace, and then you've got a final exam that's due by a certain date.
Absolutely. One of the things we want to talk about, it's a monthly training, and that's a food service sanitation. And those come up, do they come up this time of the year, or are they offered year-round?
We offer those year-round. They tend to occur more often over on the Macomb side of the district. We've got a lot more demand on that side. We're fortunate to have our health department here in town that I think still does that training.
Yeah.
But we do offer that consistently, and the lady that we contract with for that offers them all over the state. So if somebody needed to go on a certain day and needed to go to Jacksonville or Quincy, you know, we've got trainings all over the place very consistently.
Yeah,
so that's out there and being offered.
Also, another, as we mentioned, theater, the SRC Drama Department has a presentation of Taming the Shrew coming up in November as well.
Yes, that'll be the weekend of the 13th and 14th and 15th. So it'll be 7:30 on the 13th and 14th and at 2:30 on the 15th.
And that's it's a unique facet about the college. Such a unique, great history. As we mentioned, a lot of different folks have been behind the scenes in that and keeping that going over the number of years as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Doug Oakey is currently in charge of the drama program, and he brings a lot of enthusiasm. He's getting a lot of students involved. He's pulling in other community resources. I'll be helping with some of the costuming. One of our gals at the campus produces the shows and takes care of ticket sales. Gotcha. So he's pulling in, not only, you know, the students are doing a lot of the work, but he's bringing in resources to help be mentors for the students as well.
Absolutely. In any of the classes, we talked with Andrea about 647-6260 or, again, src.edu/outreach for more information. Thanks for the update. A great job, and I know it's good to get you back on once a month talking about a lot of the stuff that the outreach is offering and continues to offer at all age levels and at different times throughout the year, so we appreciate that.
Appreciate it, too. Right.
Thank you,
Leon.
More coming up right here on our Tuned In on the Morning Show.